Hi, Mav Radio. You are listening to Marty Vaughn, and we have Drew Shirley on the line from the band Switchfoot. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, guys. This is Drew. I play guitar at Switchfoot and enjoy long walks on the beach.
Wonderful. So we are going to talk about your new album, which comes out July 8th via Vanguard Records, called Where the Light Shines Through. Do you want to touch on that? Talk about anything specific?
Yeah, I'd love to. We're so excited about it. This is our 10th album. Mm-hmm. It's a real honor to the band to actually be able to make 10 albums, but we feel like this is our best and that it took us 10 albums to make this one. You know,
yeah.
It kind of has led up to this. I think some of the lyrical content that John has written is just as good as anything he's ever written, and it's backed by all that experience. It's called Where the Light Shines Through. And it comes from a song on the album that's titled The Wound Is Where the Light Shines Through. And we wrote that one about, you know, this last year was a really hard time personally and as a band. We wrote it about hope shining in the dark place. And so we want to be a band that sings about hope because hope deserves an anthem.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful. And you guys have kind of always been very... just upbeat and very inspirational band. So I personally want to thank you for that. I've been listening for a very, very long time. So you can pre-order this, listeners, on your website, switchfoot.com, and you can also stream 2 track premieres from the new songs. It's also on iTunes and Amazon. You can follow Switchfoot on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But what we're really, really excited about is that Switchfoot will be joining Lecrae for the Heartland Tour on June 10th at Baxter Arena.
What happens next? What happens next? I dare you to love. I dare you to love. I dare you to live. Just a love on the floor. I dare you.
What's it going to be like to travel with Lecrae? Have you done that before?
No. So this is going to be really cool. It kind of happened because we were in the studio making this album, and we wrote a song called Looking for America. And it just had this infectious beat to it. And we thought, how cool would it be to have someone rap on it? And he was our first choice. So we contacted him, and he ended up rapping on the song. And so we thought, well, we need a tour together now.
Yeah.
We put this tour together. So the show that we play for you guys right here in Vermont is going to be the first night of the tour and the first night of us ever touring with a rap artist and the first time playing a lot of these songs live.
They're both such thinking lyrics, and I feel like that's always something that Switchfoot in particular has really brought to the table. It's like music for thinking people.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've always had as part of the ethos of our band, you know. People, artists, write about what's important to them, you know, and to us, you know, we write about the themes that are important to us, and, you know, John does a lot of thinking, and we as a band do a lot of purposeful living, and so a lot of that comes out through our lyrics and through our message in the band.
Charity work as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we started a foundation called the Grow Air Foundation, where we host an event here in San Diego every year called the Switchfoot Grow Air, and we give all the money from it to charity to help out at-risk and homeless youth here in San Diego.
That's so great.
You know, and then we've also partnered with different organizations, like our first single, Float, was written after John was in touch with a friend who works for an organization called kids that need them in Iraq. Mm. So, and all around the world. So we want to lift up things that are important. You know,
absolutely.
People doing such amazing, important work around the world, and you know, we basically see ourselves as like the guy with the microphone or the megaphone. And so, when we see something that's cool, we just shout it from the rooftops. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Feet ain't even touching ground. It's how we flow.
Doing that. So looking at this show a little bit more, you guys are pretty much known for your energetic live shows. How do you keep it so on all the time? Where do you tap into that energy from?
Yeah, well, you know, touring is hard. The travel part of touring is hard. Being in a different city every day, kind of living out of a suitcase. But I gotta be honest with you, the hour or hour and a half that we have on stage playing music, That's the best part of the day. So when we hit that part of the day, it's like, oh, it's just this rush of, this is why I do what I do.
Mm.
For this moment, to be able to connect these songs to people and allow that soundtrack for their life to be played by us on stage.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, I'm excited about the new single is called Float, and you know, I like rock and roll, but I also like funk and rhythm and blues and soul music, and it's got a lot of that in it. It's on Spotify, Amazon, and iTunes right now. I just, sonically, that one is really exciting to me. There's another song on the album called Looking for America that we're going to play with Lecrae Tour, because he raps on it. Man, there's an election year this year. I mean, we don't get political, but this song is probably as political as you've ever gotten.
Okay. Are we going to get to hear a lot of the new stuff on this show here at Baxter Arena?
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely play as many new songs as we can fit into the set. You know, after 10 albums, you know, over 100 songs to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
We know that people want to hear some of the old stuff and some of the stuff that they grew up on with us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the songs that have meant so much to us over the years. But then when we hit those new songs, you're going to see our faces light up, because we're so excited to get new music. It always adds a new energy to the live show.
And it's got to be so exciting for you to play this new stuff and to see how people react with this first show here at Baxter Arena in Omaha. But also, it's got to be awesome to see people's faces light up when, you know, Dare You to Move just starts in.
Yeah, that's a song that's taken us through a lot of different places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for it. We still enjoy playing it every day.
Good. Glad to hear it. Well, thank you so much. I think I've already taken up enough of your time. I know that you're very busy, so thank you so much for devoting a little bit of time to us, and we wish you the best of luck. Again, we are talking to Drew Shirley from Switchfoot, and he will be at the Baxter Arena on July, oh my gosh, I lost the date, on June 10th. New album comes out on July 8th via Vanguard Records. Thank you so much again, Drew.
Thank you, guys. I want to thank you for your support and for all the people listening. We hope to see you at the show. Thank you.